Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham. We're live here in our operations area with the latest information on Hurricane Dorian. So, I mean, we start at the radar. We're actually starting to see the whole entire hurricane on the Miami radar. And one thing to note here, look at this. I mean, that's the eye, just a prolonged eye right over the Bahamas, causing just torrential rain, just hurricane force winds for an extended period of time. Latest readings we have still 165 mile an hour winds over one area for a long period of time. It's just incredibly dangerous. And the other part of this, some of the rainfall could be 30 inches in this area, plus at the same time, the storm surge. 18 foot, even up to 23 foot in this area. So just a very dangerous situation for the Bahamas. The other thing to look at, already starting to see some of these rain bands stretch into Florida, getting some reports to 40 to 50 mile an hour gusts in some of those rain bands. That's Lake Okeechobee right there. That's the Florida coast. So starting to see some of these rain bands already. So that's one thing to note, a lot of wind in those rain bands. Here's something else. You know, we talk about away from the storm. How many times we talk about, you know, the impacts well away from the storm, Dennis. But look at some of this rain associated with the hurricane over the Keys. And we're going to have to really watch these type of areas because notice it doesn't move much. So places are going to get prolonged amounts of rainfall. So as we eventually move the storm to the north, we'll have to really watch where some of these rain bands set up, because that could still be South Florida. That could be a little, in any one of these areas could see those rain bands. And I've seen that so many times over the years, so far away from the storm, you can have some flooding with these rain bands. So we're going to watch those really, really close. Let's get to the forecast. You know, we've been talking about this stall for, what, Dennis, 3 days. I mean, this has been part of the forecast. So remember that high pressure we've been talking about, that Bermuda high, it's been pushing this hurricane to the west. That's what's been moving it. So we've been forecasting that to basically collapse, go away, just like that. So less influence of that high pressure. And as a result, there's nothing to steer the hurricane. So when you lose that high pressure, there's nothing pushing that hurricane. So it's just sitting there, waiting, wobbling, waiting for something to pull it a different direction. So this is what we've been waiting for. And this has been the reason the forecast has been pulling to the north. There's a growing and moving low pressure system. It's a little trough of low pressure. And what that does, it pulls things up out ahead of it. So as that starts to dig, we'll start seeing the hurricane start moving to the north somewhat. Now, the question is when. We're going to be watching really close, because if you think about it, we have a Category 5 hurricane. The latest reading I have, 120 miles east of West Palm Beach. So, I mean, it's right there on the radar. We're watching it. So let's look at this. With time, the timing is definitely worth looking at. So this morning, of course, where the hurricane is. And then 2 a.m. on Tuesday, 2 p.m. Tuesday, 2 a.m. on Wednesday. So slowly, tonight, tomorrow, we'll start seeing some of that hurricane, the center, start moving to the north. So a couple things to really think about. We've got our hurricane, you know, warning because we're so close to the shore. We've got storm surge warnings, and let's see why. So we talk about not necessarily concentrating just on that center track, and I think it's important. Right now, our forecast keeps the center offshore. However, please realize this is a really important part of this entire briefing here. Those tropical storm force winds extend out anywhere from 120 miles away from the center. Okay, so if you think about it, you take any one of these points, even our current forecast, draw that same circle, and you can see the tropical storm force winds extend not only on the coast but inland as well. So you're going to see some of that wind. Now let's look at the hurricane force winds. 30, 40 miles away from the center. So, depending on where the system is, by the way, still in the cone. So the center can still go along the coast, it can still go inland, and even offshore, let's draw that other circle, that's hurricane force winds. It doesn't take much of a change in the track. How about a wobble? Even on radar, we start seeing that wobble. A little wobble, a little wiggle, and all of a sudden you got hurricane force winds on land. So that's why we have the warnings up for that, and that's why we have to focus on the cone as well. So with time, Dennis, look how long we're dealing with this. We're going to have to be a hurricane the entire week. So that we talked about Wednesday at 2 a.m. This is Thursday, 2 a.m., and that's Friday at 2 a.m. We're talking a hurricane through the entire week. So impacts Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, even up to Virginia with time, with that onshore flow. Storm surge in Florida, we can see some storm surge in Georgia and the Carolinas as well. These areas, very susceptible to storm surge. See all these inlets? You can get storm surge not just on the coast, but well inland. So as soon as we get to seeing some of those impacts 48 hours out, we'll be extending watches, we'll be running those values, but we do have, in the more immediate time frame, storm surge for the Florida coast. So let's talk about that. Some areas here, we have the storm surge warning for areas that could see that storm surge within 36 hours and the watch within 48 hours, and we'll be extending that with time. But 4 to 7 feet possible in some of these areas. And you notice the differences when you start looking at the inundation here in the watch, like Titusville, areas like that, you can see it go a little further inland. So it's not just necessarily on the coast. Know your zone. Listen to the local officials. If you're in these zones and they tell you to leave, please don't be in these areas. It can be very dangerous with the storm surge. Remember, storm surge causing half the fatalities historically in these hurricanes, so we've got to be careful. The other thing to realize, you're going to see some changes in the hurricane, a little bit different track. You're going to see the size get different. You're going to see different wind speeds. All of those are built into those values. We run a thousand scenarios go into creating this storm surge map, because you could be inland. These are all the tracks. We look at all those. We look at a bigger storm, a smaller storm, left, right, change all the characteristics. And guess what? No matter those changes, we built that into these values. So you'll see changes, but these won't change too much. So let's keep an eye on that and be safe from the storm surge. Very dangerous aspect. And let's cover the rainfall. And I remember the briefing yesterday, a lot of these values were offshore. A little change in the forecast, and all of a sudden now you have 6 to 10 inches of rain forecast for portions of the coast. It doesn't take much of a track change to get these higher values in. So if we're a little closer in with that, the forecast in the center, that means some of these higher values, it doesn't take much for those to get in really quick. And the red, by the way, is 10 to 15. And look, 15 to 20, if not more, rainfall just off the coast. So let's watch that. You got to watch that real close. So I think I've covered all the latest information. Let's go talk to Dan Brown. Dan is on the, we call it the hot seat. I'm not sure where that came from, but it is the hot seat because you're the one doing the forecast for Hurricane Dorian. Dan, what are you noticing? I mean, we talked about the stationary characteristics. Are you noticing any patterns since you took
really
over?
The biggest thing at the moment is just that it hasn't moved much. Really, since about 2 a.m. this morning, it has moved very little. Just kind of drifting off maybe to the west, maybe west-northwest the last few frames, but wouldn't read too much into that. The high is likely to wobble around much of today, as we don't expect it to move very much.
And you see the structure. You know, in the briefing, I talked about some of those rain bands. Look at over the Keys. I mean, you know, we can't concentrate just on the center. I mean, we're really talking about a large storm, and a lot of areas can see some of the rain and the wind.
Absolutely. We're beginning to see some a little bit higher winds on some of the sites very near the coast, near northern part of Palm Beach County, around 30 miles an hour. So winds will probably be increasing along that portion of the coast today. As those rain bands come through, you're likely to get some wind gusts that will be much higher than that.
Well, Dan, thank you. He's going to be watching everything close, studying every aspect of this hurricane. We did want to talk to Eric again. Eric gives us a good perspective on things. And, you know, I guess, Eric, we're coming into the peak of the Hurricane Center. We're in it. I mean, you know, we've got to focus on the current situation. But elsewhere in the tropics, we have got a couple questions from folks about what else is going on as well. What else do you see? What else in the tropics?
The tropics are getting very active. We're watching four other systems right now. We're watching a strong tropical wave west of the Cabo Verde Islands that has a high chance of becoming a tropical cyclone over the next day or two. We're watching another system southeast of Bermuda that has some chance. We're also monitoring a system in the Gulf of Mexico and a wave over Africa. It's definitely the peak of the season around here.
There it is, absolutely. So peak of the season. Eric, thank you for watching all of that. So we're all getting it done here, and probably the next Facebook update, Chris will get back over to TAFB and hear about the marine forecasting as well. We'll do that on the next one. So there it is. There's the latest information that we have. If you're in Florida, please take this serious. I think no matter if we're offshore, along the shore, or inshore, you're going to see some impacts. You saw the storm surge. You're going to get the wind. We got to be prepared. Listen to those local officials. I definitely can't say that enough. It's real important. Those decisions can be life or death. Thank you for watching. This has been Ken Graham right here, live in the operations area at the National Hurricane Center.